What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
My Seven Chakras, episode 290.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
Hey everyone, this is AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the show where we provide you ancient wisdom for the modern mind that will immediately inspire, motivate, and compel you to transform your life one step at a time. So if you are new to this show, then I want to give you a warm, warm welcome and know that you have been divinely guided to this part. You are exactly where you need to be. Now, today is another book read session during which I will read out a carefully chosen excerpt from a book that I really love. Now, these sessions, these books that are featured could be based on books written by previous guests on the show, distant mentors, or even friends who have recently released a book. And today's book is called Just Breathe by Dan Brulé, who has been on our show multiple times now. Dan is a pioneer in the field of breathwork and the leader of the worldwide spiritual breathing movement. Dan has trained more than 100,000 people in over 52 countries to use their breath as a tool for health, growth, and change in body, mind, and spirit. And his students and clients include Olympic athletes, Navy SEALs, leading psychotherapists, medical doctors, corporate executives, yoga instructors, fitness coaches, and high performers in every field. So you can imagine the amount of work that he's done and the wisdom that he has to bring to this movement. And you're going to enjoy this excerpt. The question posed in this book is, what if you could control your outcomes and change results by simply controlling your breath? Isn't that powerful? In this definitive handbook, world-renowned pioneer of breathwork, Dan Brulé shares for the very first time his breath mastery technique that has helped more than 100,000 people in over 45 countries. All right, back to our episode for today, which is about the book Just Breathe. So, are you ready to listen? Sit back, relax, just breathe, and get ready to get inspired. How breathwork affects your body. How do we understand the connection between controlling our breath and the powerful effects that it produces? A good place to start is with the autonomic nervous system, which regulates all the automatic functions of the body. It is also the main regulator in our stress response system. The autonomic nervous system is made up of two counterbalancing parts, the sympathetic nervous system, SNS, and the parasympathetic nervous system, PNS. The sympathetic nervous system goes into action when we are under stress or enduring a challenge or have to mobilize to get something we want to or to avoid something harmful. When the challenge or danger is past, what is supposed to happen is that the sympathetic system quiets down while its counterpart, the parasympathetic system, comes online and begins to counteract all the effects of the fight or flight response. For example, the sympathetic system speeds up our heart rate and respiration, and the parasympathetic slows them both down and triggers our natural rest and digest, restore and repair functions. The parasympathetic system restores energy reserves and reduces inflammation. But what happens all too often is that our sympathetic system stays highly active instead of returning to that baseline, while our parasympathetic system is underactive, especially in people who suffer chronic stress or trauma. That's when we see people experience inappropriate overreactions and difficulty relaxing or calming down. They feel unsafe and stuck in a defensive mode. So how can breathing help correct this imbalance? Dr. Richard Brown, associate clinical professor of psychiatry at Columbia University, has been using a wide variety of breathing practices for the past 50 years. First in martial arts, Zen meditation, Aikido, Fort Dan, then as teacher of yoga, Qigong, and meditation. Dr. Patricia Gerbach, a graduate of Harvard Medical School and the Boston Psychoanalytic Society and Institute, an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at New York Medical College, became interested in the neuropsychology of breathing practices over 15 years ago. She and Dr. Brown have been exploring how specific breathing practices can reduce the activity of the SNS, sympathetic nervous system, and boost the activity of the PNS, parasympathetic system. For information on their work and publications, visit www.breathe-body-mind.com. One key to the puzzle comes from the work of the neuroanatomist Dr. Stephen Porges, distinguished university scientist at the Kinsey Institute, Indiana University, Bloomington. Dr. Porges formulated the polyvagal theory based on his discovery of three evolutionary stages in our autonomic system that helps us deal with the demands of life. Most of the pathways of the parasympathetic nervous system travel through two large nerves, the vagus nerve that exits from the brainstem, one on each side, and continue throughout the body, sending branches to all internal organs. About 20% of these pathways send messages from the brain down to the body, efferent to regulate the organs. About 80% of the pathways bring information from the body up to the brain, billions of bits of information every millisecond, telling the brain what is going on inside of the body. Our perception of this sensory information from inside the body is called interoception. Dr. Brown and Dr. Gerbach applied Dr. Porges' discoveries to understanding how breath practices work. They explained that the respiratory system has millions of receptors, chemical receptors, pressure receptors, and stretch receptors. With every breath in and out, microscopic stretch receptors fire in the walls of millions of alveoli, which are the air-filled sacs inside our lungs. Studies have shown that when we change our pattern of breathing, we change the interoceptive messages going from the respiratory system to the brain. Where is all this information going, and what does it do inside the brain? Dr. Brown and Dr. Gerbach have gathered a good deal of evidence through electronic vagal nerve stimulation, brain imaging studies, and clinical trials to support their theory that this information reaches the brain centers that process and regulate our emotions, perceptions, judgments, thoughts, and behaviors. They agree with Dr. Porges and Dr. Sue Carter, director of the Kinsey Institute and Rudy professor of biology at Indiana University, Bloomington, whose recent work indicates that the activity of the vagal PNS system has significant effects on our abilities to trust, love, connect, bond, be intimate, communicate emotionally, and feel empathy. According to Dr. Gerbach, because breathing has such strong impacts on our thoughts and feelings, it provides a portal through which we can send messages to our own nervous system to quiet our minds, reduce defense overactivity, and enable us to feel safe, close, loving, and loved. based on their studies of people with severe anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, including survivors of mass disasters. Dr. Brown and Dr. Gerbach teach a form of conscious breathing called coherent breathing. Breathing gently and naturally through the nose at a rate of 4.5 to 6 breaths per minute, using a chime tone to pace the breathing. To this, they add other techniques to strengthen and balance the SNS and the PNS. As a team, Dr. Brown and Dr. Gerbach and their colleagues formulate and test theories about how breathing may be used to relieve stress, anxiety, depression, and PTSD, as well as stress-related medical problems such as inflammatory bowel disease. When we speed up or slow down our breathing, we activate the sympathetic and parasympathetic responses. Any kind of breathing, not just diaphragmatic breathing, affects the vagal nerves. By controlling our breath, we can willfully influence the brain and the autonomic nervous system and literally change our mind-body state. By changing the pattern of our breathing, we change the pattern of information being sent to the brain. In other words, how often, how fast, and how much you inflate your lungs directly affects the brain and how it operates. Breathing affects every organ, system, and function in the body. Every physiological, psychological, and emotional state has a corresponding breathing pattern. When you change one, the other one changes. Therefore, conscious breathing techniques have the potential to transform the quality of your life on every level and on a day-to-day basis. When we are focused on a challenging task, when we have too much on our minds, when we are worried about the kids, school, money, or aging parents, we are functioning in the sympathetic zone. Our bodies are producing more free radicals and we're not able to relax and to feel close and cuddly. We also tend to make snap judgments and to be more active, and we are less flexible, relaxed, and creative. Conscious breathing can balance and counteract all of that. Breathwork can become a powerful and natural alternative or adjunct in dealing with post-traumatic stress, anxiety disorders, and many other conditions. Hey there, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I hope you are ready to take some small steps to transform your life. If you enjoyed listening, then make sure you order a copy of this amazing book on Amazon. Go to my7chakras.com/290book. That's my7chakras.com/290book. If you prefer listening on audiobook in the audio format, then go to Audible, because Audible is actually providing all our listeners one free audiobook download with a 30-day trial. And I know that this book is available on that platform. So to grab your free audiobook of the same book, just breathe, visit my7chakras.com/freebook. That's my7chakras.com/freebook and start listening to this phenomenal book that will teach you how to transform your life just by controlling how you breathe. Isn't that powerful? Now, if you're on Instagram, then take a screenshot of your phone while listening to this episode and tag me on Instagram so that we can connect. My Instagram handle is @my7chakras. Simple, @my7chakras. And if there's a specific book that you'd like for me to read in the future, then reach out to me via email. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. That's aj@my7chakras.com. And I'd love to connect. Let me know what you thought of this episode, any magical moments that you experienced, and any feedback that you have. I'm all ears. And finally, if you are someone who wants to make a big change in your life, if you want to change your career, launch a new business or a venture, and you want to find out if there's something that is energetically holding you back, then I would love to support you. I am setting aside time this week and next for a few chakra clarity calls. Now, I usually charge for these calls, but for now, it is free. And what tends to happen during these calls is both you and me will jump on a call. We will understand which of your chakras need more attention, more focus based on analyzing your chakra test results. We will go over what challenges and obstacles and difficulties lie in your path currently. We will also define what your vision is, what your goals are, and what your dreams are. And I will provide you a roadmap in terms of what areas you can focus on based on your current chakra life cycle and based on the opportunities that lie ahead for you. So if you are fascinated by this, if you're curious, and if you want to connect with me, then go to my7chakras.com/energy training. That's my7chakras.com/energy training. Watch the video and then click the green button. Fill in the quick form so that I can get to know you better and prepare for our call, and then choose a time that's convenient for you so that we can connect. I'd love to support you. I hope you had a great day so far. And until next time, keep taking massive action.
You're listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.